getting a royal visitor today. The Wheels Project, based in Brislington, helps young people who need support to develop their skills to maybe go into work or to further education. And this year marks the charity's 40th anniversary. So today, they're getting a special visit from the Duke of Kent. David Glossop is the general manager of the Wheels Project. He's in a suit and a tie. Do you normally go to a Wheels Project dressed like this?
Every day they're going to recognise me when I go in.
They'll be like, oh, David, look at you. They're like, you're going to a wedding. Right, before we talk about the royal visit, good morning. 40 years of the Wheels Project.
Yeah, fantastic.
How did it all start out?
My God.
How long have you got, he says.
How long have you got? Well, there were three people really that were behind this. Derek Lane, who's a superintendent with Avon and Somerset, Roy Gallup, who is a senior social worker, and Colin Pearce in the probation service. And the three of them sort of responded to the fact that we were the car crime capital of the UK, and they thought, let's take an initiative, let's set up a motor project. And here we were. We set off as Avon Motor Project initially, and latterly changed our name to the Wheels Project.
Wow.
Yeah, so I know.
How much would you say it's changed into what it does now versus what it did?
We've had to adapt a lot. I mean, initially, we were offering court-based sentences, community sentences, and money's dried out for that. It was a sort of seed funded by the Home Office, and we then went into Youth Training Scheme, Youth Opportunity Scheme, where we ran full-time two-year programmes. We had a lot of contact with employers. We ran City Guilds courses. We ran Outward Bound courses as well as motor vehicle training courses. And over the years, we've had to adapt a lot to meet the withdrawal of the funding, different priorities. And we're still going.
It's a challenge faced by many charities.
It's a big challenge.
So the young people that come to the Wheels Project, how do they get referred to you? How do they arrive at your door?
Well, they get referred by statutory agencies. So it's not on an individual basis. So a school, an alternative learning provision, a vendor scheme, a youth project may have a group of young people that are interested and shown interest in working on motor vehicles particularly, so they get in contact with us and it's a simple process from there.
And what kind of difference do you see in the young people that come to you? Are they pretty, like, not bothered when they arrive, and do you transform them?
It all depends on where they come from, really, Emma. I mean, I think if they come from schools, they're slightly more optimistic than those that come from alternative education provisions. I mean, what we're finding at the moment is that far more of our students are coming from alternative education provisions, those that have been excluded permanently from mainstream schools. And I think their attitude particularly is quite sullen, quite morose, quite pessimistic. And underneath all that, we've got to give them that opportunity to sort of turn that scowl into smile, which is what I said, I think, when I came here.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you do that through the last time we spoke, it was about doing up a vehicle that then got donated to a food bank. That's the kind of thing you're doing, isn't
it? That's right. I mean, I think what we're finding is those young people are staying with us longer. And by them staying with us longer, what I'm talking about is the alternative learning young people.
Yeah.
They stay with us much longer and they have the opportunity to work on a vehicle, select a group, community group that they want to support, and then give it.
I love it.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Okay, royal visitor today, Duke of Kent.
Yeah.
What kind of biscuits have you got in?
Chocolate hobnobs, of course.
Have you had a royal visit before? I mean,
we have. We have. 10 years ago, we had the Duke of Gloucester.
Okay.
And on our 10th anniversary, we had Diana, which was...
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
So that was fantastic.
Oh my gosh. So do you have to do any preparations? I mean, I've seen various paperworks for royal visits and, you know, can't say this, can't say that, don't touch them, that kind of, I mean, what will happen today?
We've got I mean, the Lord Lieutenant's been fantastic, Peaches, and she's sort of, you know, she's timetabled it, but to the minute.
Brilliant.
In terms of what we've got to do. But what we're doing is we're sort of finding all our partners, so the referrers, the recipients of the of the vehicles that've been done. We're getting our all the staff, the trustees, the people like Bristol Water, Avon and Somerset Constabulary, who donate so many of the vehicles to us. So we're all coming together to show the kind of partnership of the Wheels Project, which is it's going to be great.
I love it. Well, look, many congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Enjoy your royal visit. If people want to find out more, go to wheelsproject.org.uk. 40 years this year helping young people, and they've had to adapt over the years in order to survive as a charity, which is a bit of a mantra for many organisations. And it's fantastic that they're getting a royal visit to mark that today.
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much. Thanks for
you look lovely in your suit.
Oh, nice. I must do it more often.
David Glossop there, General Manager of the Wheels Project in Brislington, Duke of Kent, is visiting today.